brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's a historian and also economist, frequent contributor to the show. He's been researching for years and writing a book that isn't out yet on Pearl Harbor. It's 70th anniversary. And we're going to speak, coming up in about 20 minutes, with Webster about Pearl Harbor. And then I'm going to open the phone up for World War II vets. Now, there's not many of those great men and women, some of them left, but if you can get involved on air, we're going to open the phones up just for you after Tarpley gets into some of the basics of Pearl Harbor and parallels that we see today. But going to Webster, I'm springing this on you because it's breaking, and a lot of times when something's this big, I end up just canceling guests till the next day. But I wanted to have you on because you could speak to this. We got quasi-secret documents, and we've confirmed them, from KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, subsidiary Halliburton, who admittedly runs camps all over the world.
Right.
And we know that 6 years ago they got the $386 million contract for 3 1-million-man camps, sourced on that Wall Street Journal. Now I've been sent something, we're breaking it, where they're now getting ready to man them, the big camps and the little camps. And it says barricades, barbed wire, jail, you know, the jail guards, the food services, for a collapse. And it's huge news. We're trying to punch it out there to everybody. You see the NDAA passing where they can secretly arrest citizens, use the military. I mean, classical, off-the-chart authoritarianism. We see just all the military accelerations. I mean, things are going into high gear. But the fact that they're actually putting out the contracts to now man the camps, I mean, is this not incredible, Webster? What does this signify to you that they're saying 72-hour notice, these people are paid lavish amounts, subcontractors, to be ready to provide this to the master company, KBR, within 72 hours? I'm not saying it's going to happen in 72. They're now signing up to always be ready. What does that sound like to you, Webster?
Well, we know that we're in a depression. We are in this terrible breakdown crisis or disintegration of the world economy. Last week, on Wednesday, we came close to blowing out the entire thing. We had three big Euro zombie banks, reportedly Commerzbank of Germany, Unicredito of Italy, and one French bank, maybe Societe Generale, maybe Crédit Agricole, it's not known. But this has been reported by reliable European sources. And that joint action of the six central banks you saw last week, right, the U.S., the Europeans, Japan, Canada, Britain, Switzerland, all making it easier for zombie banks to borrow money, was in response to the fact that the bottom was about to fall out. And now we have Merkel and Sarkozy trying to ram through this lunatic austerity corset, as they call it in Britain. It's a kind of a straitjacket that says everybody has to have a balanced budget or thereabouts. And of course, this is a very evil plan. So remember, we're always in this three-phase problem: depression leading to dictatorship, leading to then the war, and we're seeing the dictatorship and the war come in at the same time.
And that's the pattern of history. It always happens. People marvel that you and I and others have accurately, Ron Paul, predicted things, but this is the course of human events.
Yeah, except you can stop it. Except there's nothing fatal about this. There is no destiny at any point, up until the point of total dictatorship, I suppose. You can intervene in this and stop the crash. There's nothing secret about the crash. What has to happen to a depression? You have to fight it. And we know how to do this. We know from our experience in the 1930s and 1940s. We know from New Deal, Lend-Lease, and other things.
The point is, Webster, even if you're right about that political and financial strategy, it's not going to be implemented. They want the collapse. They want to use the collapse to reorganize society along the eugenics model, and they're going to do it. So the question is,
maybe the news of these concentration camps will shake through a couple of
exactly. So I want to break the concentration camps down with you. Then we'll get into 70 years yesteryear, because those that don't know history are going to repeat it. Doctor of History Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. Tarpley.net, CCMI.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, doctor of history, also economist Webster Tarpley, joins us for the balance of the hour. We're going to get into 70 years after the tragic events of Pearl Harbor, what really happened there. He's been researching it for years. There's a book coming out on the subject. Then Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo scheduled to be in here. In fact, he'll be here soon. Here's the big headline at Infowars.com. Exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the United States. A project overview and anticipated project requirements. The same subsidiary of Halliburton that got the 3 1-million man camp funding. This all ties into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. It sets up fencing, barricades, and prepares teams all over the country to be on 72-hour notice to activate and staff the camps. So they just sit there on standby and are waiting. This is a major escalation. Right as the global depression comes in, right as the economies melt down, right as the bankers and the zombie banks get more power out of the crisis they created. And this also dovetails with the other article by Paul Joseph Watson. Detention camps order follows preparations for civil unrest. The U.S. government, the British government, we have links to that, are in the news saying they're getting ready for civil unrest. Oh, they passed a law where the army can operate and arrest whoever they want for any reason. And they say activism, protesting is terror. What did Kennedy say? Those that make peaceful political activity illegal, make violence.
Make revolution inevitable.
Yeah, yeah, so it's making revolution inevitable. KBR seeks subcontractors to outfit emergency environment centers, and it's for political, it's for environmental. I mean, this is such a giant escalation. We can see it everywhere, Webster. What's your view on this?
Well, I would say, first of all, what to do about it is why doesn't Ron Paul and Congressman Kucinich or some combination like that, something that you know, a bipartisan group, why can't we get a resolution in the House of Representatives condemning preparations under Obama for domestic dictatorship and make some noise about that? The other thing to do is, you know, you have these Republican candidates campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, and if people are there, this is a golden opportunity to confront them. Hey, Newt Gingrich, what do you think about concentration camps? Hey, Romney, what do you think about them? Hey, Bachman, hey, Santorum, hey, all of them, right? What do you think about them? Give Ron Paul a chance to say something about it and condemn it. In other words, let's get a political campaign going, and let's also make sure that international attention is called to this, right? That people in the world should know that the concentration camps are being readied. Perhaps one other thing, right, to segue into Pearl Harbor. You know, the question of the Japanese being rounded up, the Japanese, the Nisei, so-called, the Japanese Americans, particularly in the West Coast states, California and so forth, that was ordered really not by Roosevelt, but by a guy called Colonel Henry Stimson. And his friend was John J. McCloy. Now, once I've said these two names, Stimson and McCloy, I have identified the leaders, the deans of the Wall Street faction in the 1930s, 40s, into the 60s, and even the 70s. And it was in particular Stimson, acting on advice of McCloy, who said to Roosevelt, "You are going to put concentration camps up, and you're going to put the Japanese in them." And this, of course, you have to remember, these people are Republicans. In other words, they're people that Roosevelt brought into the government in June of 1940 after the fall of France. He wanted to have a national unity government, a bipartisan government. So he had to invite in these Republican Wall Street guys who ran the Pentagon, in effect, the War Department. They were not creatures of Roosevelt. They were Wall Street guys, and they acted as Wall Street guys always did. This is the group that's responsible for dropping the atomic bomb. Roosevelt, of course, dead by that time.
And Webster, let's expand. The National Japanese American Group's head has come out and condemned the NDAA and the camps that are being built. We haven't gotten a response now that this came out. I mean, things are certainly escalating. But this shows that the establishment thinks the total collapse is right around the corner. It's one thing to build all these camps and have a mothballed sitting there. That's bad enough. Now, for the first time ever, they're saying, okay, these aren't bids to build them. These are bids to man them. I mean, I don't think people out there realize the magnitude. And I agree with you. Everybody needs to go to their police chiefs, their county commissioners, their sheriffs. They need to go to all of them and point out, okay, they're passing laws that the army can be used. They can secretly arrest us. Obama's lawyers, you know, say, we're not going to sign that because we're going to veto it because Obama doesn't need Congress to do this. But we do agree we can still do it. The army admitting they're ready for domestic operations, the TSA running checkpoints. I mean, clearly they're getting ready to try to clamp down on the population, just like it's happening in Europe. And most economists, Webster, say the U.S. is worse off than Europe once the collapse comes here. And they think that they can ride this dragon, this tiger that they've created. But great ideas. We've got to make a major movement out of this and say, look, I mean, this one article that Kurt Nimmo and I wrote last night, it breaks down all the admissions, the bills, the Congress, the maps, where they're at. It's total proof that this is going on. And you add it to all this other stuff and the Japanese group in America coming out and warning. I mean, this is so serious. What does this signify for you, though, Webster, that they are going ahead and now moving to man the camps?
Well, this is that three-phase progression that we saw in the 1930s. And as long as you have protracted depression getting worse as the phases go on, unless you stop the depression, there's really very little you can do about this other stuff. Naturally, we want to do a lot in terms of denouncing the totalitarianism and the dictatorship. How about getting a a committee of distinguished people, right? Emergency committee against dictatorship in the United States, and try to get bipartisan, writers, scientists, humanitarians, college presidents. Who knows, right? Who knows what you can get? Have a white paper that's drawn up, right? The actual. I think what's been missing is really a book about concentration camps in the U.S. in our time. I'm not sure that story has ever really been told. But to have a press conference here at the National Press Club in Washington, you get the foreign press in particular. I'm sure the way the wind is blowing right now, Russia, China, Syria, Iran, they would all be there. They would all be interested in that and get the story out. It's a worldwide campaign against that. But having said all that, if you really want to stop this, you got to go to the cause. You got to go for the matador, not the cape. You got to go for the cause, not the symptoms. And that would mean, for example, the cause of this is the zombie banks. In other words, it's, as I tried to show, it's the collapse of the zombie banks last week, in particular, the three big Euro zombies. That's where the crisis comes from. In other words, that's why we've got austerity. And then the killer austerity leads to people going out in the streets. And then the response is, let's send the SWAT teams and let's start rounding people up and putting them in the sports stadium like Pinochet. So you got to have an economic program to fight dictatorship, because otherwise you're just fighting the symptoms, which, of course, have to be fought.
Continue.
Well, it means you got to essentially see where it's all coming from. And the problem that we're facing is, in Europe, right, we're told that they need $3 trillion. Where does all this come from? What you're talking about there is derivatives, right? The derivatives have caused the bankruptcy of these zombie banks. We know that the European zombie banks are loaded with collateralized debt obligations that they got in 2007, 2008. They're still sitting there. So that's got to be canceled. You got to say, look, you know, we can't afford derivatives anymore. You know, we got to be able to afford pensions and food stamps and unemployment benefits. But derivatives, sorry, we can't afford that. You got to afford some kind of national defense at some level. But derivatives, not. Who needs derivatives? Nobody can eat them, live in them. You can't use them. They're not a tool. They're
not
a house.
Webster, let me stop you to put this in layman terms for myself and others. Look, obviously, this is the progression of collapse, dictatorship, and then finally the dictatorship to stay in power, war. That's always the process. The world, just like before World War I, World War II, is hurtling into this same quagmire bygone. But now the social engineers, whether they're right or wrong, believe that they have engineered this and are going to be able to ride this out. So it is a planned program. And I understand that as things collapse, that leans towards dictatorship, but they want this post-industrial, as you've exposed, eugenics-style shutdown and then reengineering of our society. So the point I raise here is, as Europe collapses, then as the U.S. collapses, obviously they think, okay, man the camps for social unrest, but they already had the camps built. They knew this was coming. What is the time frame right now as this global meltdown accelerates in your research?
Well, again, we had a big worldwide disintegration, a systemic crisis in September, October, November of 2008. So that's 3 years ago now. But now, as of last Wednesday, we're in a super Lehman. We basically had three Lehman brothers, three Euro zombies playing the role of Lehman. And of course, that's triple trouble. The other problem you have is, U.S. is depressed. Europe is headed into recession. We've got the credit agencies attacking Europe. This is amazing. Standard & Poor's is now attacking 15 European countries simultaneously. They say to France and even to Germany, guess what? We're going to downgrade you. I'm amazed that some police agency, some independent judge or magistrate doesn't start indicting.
Sure, because these ratings agencies openly work for the big six megabanks that are taking the sovereign nations over and want things to get worse, threatening, give the banks all the power or we'll implode you. And then somehow the media tells the public this is our debt when almost all of it is the megabanks' debt. And then now in Portugal, I want to talk about this. They publicly started taking private pension funds. That was in the news yesterday. I mean, it is so crazy. And if you don't like it, you go to a FEMA camp. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
We've got another article up at InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo. Gingrich advocates trashing Fourth Amendment and Bill of Rights, and he even jokes in the C-SPAN video from a couple years ago that somebody dug up. He even brags that, hey, it'd be good to let some terror attacks take place so people will give their rights up. Incredibly creepy. But when you research this stuff, It's so obvious what's going on. It's so obvious what our society has turned into. I want to do the second half of the interview on Pearl Harbor and the 7th anniversary and your deep research there, Webster, but I'm sure you saw the articles yesterday out of Der Spiegel and others where they were talking about Portugal taking private pension funds. This isn't getting rid of them welfare people's money like everybody says. This is the mega banks taking people's pension funds, taking a large part of them, and then saying the government now manages them and will give you what we feel like you should get. But it's a one-off, they're saying, to prop up banks. And then, of course, you've done the math on this. It's over 1,500 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. It's all derivatives. We don't owe it. And you could feed everything into it. It won't pay it off. So, I mean, how much are they going to get away with?
Well, in Portugal, we had austerity under the socialists. I think we're now under a different leadership. But it just shows you, once you go down the road of austerity and cuts and balancing the budget, you're going to lose everything, and you're going to lose your political rights. Let me also say, though, with the Anglo-Americans, right, London, Washington, these characters, the thing that's scaring them most right now is Putin. The fact that Putin is back and Russia is back, and we've got, you know, 6 or 8 conflict points from Syria to the anti-ballistic missiles to Hillary Clinton shooting off her yap about the Russian elections and getting a really blunt invitation to, you know, go mind her own business from the Russian foreign minister. Right now we've got a kind of a fake, it's like a mini color revolution in the streets of Moscow put up there by by the U.S., by the British, but Gorbachev has joined in, right? Gorbachev has shown what he was made of all along, that he was basically a foreign agent, wrecking the Soviet Union back when he did. And they all say, oh no, this election is not legitimate. This was the parliament now. The interesting thing is they say the United Russia lost votes in the parliamentary election, and that's Putin's fault. Wait a minute. Putin was not on the ballot. Who was on the ballot was Medvedev. So it's a vote against the cowardice and the appeasement and the weakness of Medvedev. I think when you see Putin run, he'll get a very satisfactory vote. But in the meantime, this phase of the two elections, right, the parliamentary election now and the presidential election next March, the U.S. and the British think they can make trouble for Russia. They're going to try to get in there and do something, maybe a cyber offensive like we've never seen it in history, or a false flag, right? Some bomb goes off and somebody says, oh, that's the KGB, and we know that the KGB means Putin, so we know Putin did it. Something really wild is, I think, in the works, because what we've been talking about up to now, the U.S. British ruling class is berserk. They're bunkers. They're collectively insane, right? Mad as hatters, mad as March hares, whatever you want to say. They're ready for just about anything because their capital structures are collapsing, and we now see this pole of resistance.
Well, I was about to add, they're bombing military bases in Pakistan. The Russian
and Iran.
The Russians are moving their fleet into the Mediterranean with nukes.
Exactly.
And on top of that, the president of China has said, prepare for war with the U.S. publicly. I mean, that is an incredible escalation.
I think that's a realistic statement, unfortunately, at this point. But the problem is the drugged, inert, U.S. public doesn't seem to register these things. So it's of course, necessary to beat the drum about all this. But the strategic reality
now
is,
China, I mean, it's been decades since they said prepare for war with the United States. I mean, that was Associated Press yesterday, but wasn't even really a big nightly news item. I mean, Russia's got ships coming in. The Chinese are threatening because they know they're about to have their oil cut off, just like the Japanese did pre-Pearl Harbor. By cutting off the Iranian oil, the Iranians are saying they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz if these sanctions go in. I mean, boy, the world is. No wonder they're getting ready to staff the FEMA camps.
Christmas on the brink, right? And maybe New Year's in a FEMA camp after Christmas on the brink.
Well, there's got to be a way to back this off.
That's no future for the United States, right? The American people reject
that.
Well,
all because the bankers had to create $1,000 trillion in fake derivatives and sell it to everybody? All because a bunch of bankers who make 40-to-1 bets and think they're invincible? want to play God? I mean, is there never an end to them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley here in a moment. Look, we can back off the globals. We can stop them from launching these new wars. We can expose the private Federal Reserve and the mega banks. We can move to claw back the trillions they've stolen. We can break the hoax that we owe this money that the mainstream media spends all day trying to convince us of. We can also toot our horn and say, we told you it'd be a bank of the world, private banking dictatorship. Now the media brags. That's what Goldman Sachs has set up. It's all happening. It's all coming true. And as things get crazier and crazier, every person we wake up, every person we reach out to, every person who we don't even wake up at that point will wake up later. Now, I'm running a special right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we're going to have until Christmas, and that's all 18 of my films on DVD, all 18 of them for $99.95. I've never offered anything near that, and if you order by the 19th, it's guaranteed that it'll be delivered to your home. Also, something we've now got, an excellent new film, a lot of amazing interviews, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, proving that that's a false flag event to be blamed on domestic groups. That's available at Infowars.com as well. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And there's your purchase of the books and the videos and the T-shirts and all of it that makes this transmission possible. Plus, the T-shirts get the word out. You meet like-minded people wearing InfoWars shirts or some of the other anti-New World Order shirts we've got. Obviously, the videos, I want you to make copies of the films that I've produced and get them out to everybody you know, air them on Access TV. Films are really a great way to wake people up, especially the Obama deception or Fall of the Republic. And it's all available at InfoWars.com. And through Christmas, as we do every year, we do this every year, we're offering 44% off on a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's 5.3 months is what you get free. You pay for 6.7 months. So 44% off on a PrisonPlanet.tv yearly membership. It will be 9 years we've had the site this April. All of my films, expanded extras, so many other special reports, the nightly news show, this radio/TV show that's Alex Jones Live, the big show, what we're doing right now, all of it is there. The higher quality podcast, 15 cents a day, and you're supporting the heart of the growing alternative media, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then we're able to support over the years Ron Paul, Webster Tarpley, Gerald Celente, you know, so many countless other guests that find another platform here on this transmission. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And also don't forget our local AM and FM stations to support their local sponsors and spread the word as well. Okay, Webster, I want to finish up with the geopolitical and then get to 70 years later after Pearl Harbor from your deep research, what really happened there. How all of this ties together at our point in history. But anything else you'd like to add about currently what's happening financially? And if things do continue down this road, where we'll be 6 months from now?
Well, the depression comes in waves. The first wave was in 2008. We're now in the middle, and we're in the real soup of the second wave. And as you were saying before, if you get 1, 2, or 3 Euro zombies blowing up, then it's going to come right back to Citibank, Bank of America, and the rest of the Wall Street zombies, who, of course, despite what the networks tell you, are not fundamentally stronger than the European
banks.
They're
not even bailing out Europe. It's now admitted that most of this is actually stuff they did in Europe. They're bailing themselves out.
Yeah, and of course we have, you know, Europe now under Goldman Sachs dictatorship. Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank. Monti, exterminating angel of austerity. And don't forget Papademos of Greece, who's from the Boston Federal Reserve. So I saw an interesting cartoon coming through the Paris airport coming back from Syria. You have a guy in a jail, right? He's in a jail cell. He's got a newspaper, and it says, Goldman Sachs veterans take power in Europe. And he picks up the phone, and he says, this is Harry Madoff. I'm volunteering to become prime minister of Portugal or Spain or Italy. Right? So Madoff, we may be getting to the point where Madoff will be rehabilitated and made head of the European Central Bank or the European Commission or whatever it is. It's basically, it's a world gone mad. So it's time to assert sanity against this stuff. And that means denounce the slide into dictatorship by all means, right? Shock people to awareness. But what do you then want them to do is get a mass movement against Wall Street. Yes, against finance capital, to shut down the zombie banks and to nationalize the Federal Reserve. That's it in a nutshell.
Now, they're playing a sophisticated game, though, and they'll try all sorts of dirty tricks. You, myself, Dr. Roberts, and others saw the telltale signs of espionage with the former head of the IMF, who they shot down. That's now admitted, right, with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, that was a intelligence operation and was staged. They're talking about his comeback. Why did they go after him?
Well, the account that I have is that week, the week that Dominique Strauss-Kahn was entrapped, I guess he was entrapped on a Sunday night, I think, his schedule that night was to fly back to Europe, and he was actually headed for Berlin. And the story goes that there was an attempt by the Europeans back in the springtime when this happened, that Strauss-Kahn was going to go to Berlin and meet with Merkel, and they were going to try to set up the pilot project, sort of the embryonic form of a new world monetary system, which would be alternative to the dollar, maybe a euro-based reserve currency. And, of course, if you want to do that, the first thing you need is oil, so that they actually had an envoy who was scheduled to go from Berlin to Tripoli, Libya, to meet with Gaddafi to see if they could get him to be the initial oil backstop for that. In other words, would he lend his oil reserves and his African following to this kind of an operation? And for some reason, the Anglo-Americans decided, no, we don't want to wait for this. The Europeans might be doing something to save themselves from this attack, right? Because the crisis of the euro is artificial. It is economic warfare. It's a beggar my neighbor policy by the U.S. and the British to make sure that the second phase of the depression hits Europe, because it could just as easily have hit London, or which is actually much more bankrupt, right? Britain is a much, much poorer country than France. It's much more bankrupt.
And by the way, that's even admitted in the British papers. And, of course, they'll get to England and us here, too. They just want to destroy that first. I mean, you know, the globalists do plan on further destroying us.
Yeah, but there's also the Frankenstein effect. In other words, what the schemers in the city of London and Wall Street, what they think they're going to get is not what they get, right? They thought that Hitler would attack Stalin, and that was all. And instead, Hitler turned out to be trickier than they thought. He turned out to be, indeed, a Frankenstein monster. So when once you get into this game of having a depression and you're trying to shove that onto somebody else, then the boomerang effect is going to get you.
Well, I mean, what about poking China and Russia in the nose? That's reckless.
Well, we had, Medvedev was completely sold on the reset, right? He really believed that there was going to be a reset with Obama. Look at Obama. He's got such a nice smiling face. And we had that little
hamburger
button. We had that button. Yeah, we had hamburger diplomacy. We had Medvedev.
Yeah, but come on. Isn't Medvedev a minion of Putin?
Yeah, but maybe not, because if you get the entire world on your side, even in a country like Russia, that gives you real power. So they were, you know, Goldman Sachs people whispering in Medvedev's ear, you know, we're going to make you great, you know, dump Putin, we'll make you the lord of, you know, half the world. And instead, right now, Medvedev is on his way out. I think what's likely to happen now is Putin is going to say, Medvedev, you failed. Your lousy campaign, your lousy policies have lost us 77 seats in the parliament. We're dumping you. We're bringing in somebody else.
Let's be honest, Webster. Medvedev was simply a placeholder for Putin and to create the illusion of people changing so Putin could still be in power. I mean, come on.
Just case in point, right? Libya. If Putin had been president, this Libya thing could never have happened. It was Medvedev who insisted. He actually said that Russia would join in the attack with, he said, peacekeeping forces. But that meant...
And we have seen a shift in policy, because now Putin and others have said, you attack Syria, we're going to attack you.
Right. And they've got an aircraft carrier, a heavy cruiser with guided missiles. They've got nuclear submarines. Nobody knows how many Russian nuclear submarines there are in the Eastern Mediterranean. I don't want to find out. And you've got similar things going on, I'm sure, with Iran and elsewhere. So there is a change, and there was a substantive divergence. It was more than just.
What do you make of Pakistan and the Iran situation, Webster? And then I want to get into Pearl Harbor briefly.
It documents the insanity of the Anglo-Americans. With Pakistan, you have a country. Pakistan is under a Chinese guarantee, in effect. The Chinese, back in the springtime, said China will consider an attack on Pakistan as an attack on China.
And now they've said that again.
It said it again. And Putin is now personally sponsoring China to become a full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So there's a double guarantee for Pakistan. But the Anglo-Americans say, hey, we're the imperialists. We rule the world. We're crazy. We do what we want. We're pushing ahead. We're going to try to grab the Pakistani nuclear forces. So, again, you've got this belt of territory, right, because that's what's emerging. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, where the U.S. is now leaving, right? We're having a Maya Gez moment like 1975 in Saigon. Plus, then after Iraq comes Iran and Pakistan. That's a huge piece of the Earth's surface, which is now pretty much rebelling against the U.S. and the British. And Hillary Clinton is bonkers. Susan Rice is bonkers. Obama, I don't know how bonkers he is. He's certainly mentally disturbed, but he's mainly out there courting adulation as he runs around, you know, from campaign event
to
campaign
event. Yeah, he's an egomaniac, narcissist, moron.
Remember, the five people... U.S. is now run by five people. That's a secret committee. Committee of Public Safety is Panetta, it's Hillary Clinton, it's Eric Holder, police minister, it's Don Alon of the National Security Council, and General Petraeus. That's the principals committee. That's what runs the U.S. Not Obama is sort of a, you know, he's a sideshow with his campaign events and his, you know, he wants to cut the Social Security payroll tax. He wants to destroy Social Security to give himself a short-term boost. Despicable.
All right. Amazing information. We only got about 10 minutes left, and I meant to get to some calls, but we'll have to do it tomorrow on the subject of the 7th anniversary. I mean, we know the Honolulu Advertiser reported a week before they'd be attacked on the morning of December 7th. The Japanese submarines were attacked that morning off the coast. Still, they ordered the stand down, the purple code, the blue code broken. Again, I'm not saying the Imperial Japanese were good, but this is a great example.
No, they were not good. They were really bad. I think that's maybe the starting point, is that Japan, if you take the period between 1890 and 1950, Japan attacked more countries and bigger countries than anybody in the world. They did not have to be provoked to do anything. When they wanted to attack Manchuria, they provoked themselves with the Mukden incident. When they wanted to attack China...
No, very aggressive, very martial. My point is, you're writing a book on Pearl Harbor itself, though.
Yeah.
What's your view?
So here it is. Well, you got to get the historical background.
Go ahead, then.
The background is what's missing. Let's just do it on three levels. First of all, let me premise. If you're interested in the book... progressivepress.com. Progressivepress.com, you can pre-order it. Unfortunately, it's going to be a couple of months late concerning the anniversary. So progressivepress.com, look under Coming Soon, and then you'll find the Pearl Harbor. There are three groups we got to look at. First is Kimmel, Short, and Block in Hawaii, right? The commanders on the scene. Why did they blow it? Then we got to go back to Washington. We got to look in the War Department and the Navy Department. And we got to look at the group around Stimson, Marshall, McCloy, Lovett, Bundy. Interesting names. And a guy called Richmond K. Turner at the Navy Department. And then on the codes, we got to look at Sir Winston Churchill, because he's the guy who can read the Japanese naval code, JN-25, which the U.S. largely cannot read, or he can read much better, and he is the one who fails. He refuses to warn Roosevelt and the U.S. that the Japanese are coming. But let's take it in order. First of all, the guys on the scene, right? Kimmel and Short. Kimmel for the Navy, Short for the Army, and actually Block is the naval district commander. They get a warning on November 27th. It says, consider this a war warning, carry out an appropriate defensive deployment. And they do what? Virtually nothing. Short actually makes it worse. He puts the planes on the runway wingtip to wingtip, and Kimmel says, well, we'll be ready for submarines. That's not what you were supposed to be ready for. You're supposed to be ready for carriers. And they knew this, right? They'd been drilling this since the 1920s. They'd known, and they'd even known what direction the Japanese fleet would have to come from if it wanted to preserve secrecy, not crossing the sea lane. So Kimmel, in particular, who's the most vocal defending himself, he blames everybody but himself. Kimmel, you had submarines, you had destroyers, you had light cruisers with airplanes on them. You had something called seaplane tenders, where you could have six or eight seaplanes operating off something that looked like a freighter. You could have sent all of that out and made a screen. You were told by the Navy Department to send out sampans, yachts, tugs. You were told to send Coast Guard cutters. You had dozens and dozens and dozens of ships. You also had PBY Catalinas. You had B-18 Bolo bombers. They were obsolete, but you could use them for pretty good reconnaissance. Why did Kimmel do nothing? Because it's clear he did nothing. He refused to do any of that. He said, I couldn't have a perfect search, therefore I had no search. And unfortunately, people in the Navy backed him up. I would say the verdict on these people is they're defeatists. They don't want to fight fascism. They don't want the war that's in front of them. They're thinking about some other war some other time. If you look in American military history, these guys are like George McClellan. They want to train and train and train. And then somebody says, why don't you go and fight? Oh, no, I've got to train and train. And in particular, they remind me of the French generals of the year before who had a very strong military establishment and were nevertheless rolled over by Hitler because their heart wasn't in it.
Well, that was Vichy infiltration. They were just waiting to have power handed to them. And, of course, you bring up the famous Civil War Northern general who wouldn't fight. But, I mean, yeah, Webster, it's clear that your precious Roosevelt was involved in him. And,
oh, no.
And he was talking to Churchill, and Churchill said he slept a wonderful sleep that night, knowing the U.S. would be brought into the war and all the rest of it.
You've got to get into the fine-grained detail. Now, the problem is, obviously, the people in Pearl Harbor are bunglers. When I started with this, I said they're just garden-variety bunglers. But now I realize they're defeatists. There are people who agree with Lindbergh and with the Chicago Tribune, and they say, "Let Hitler seize the world. We don't care."
So they're like Neville Chamberlains.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. Let's look at.
But that's only the first.
Let's stay there. Pearl Harbor, 70 years later, with Webster. I love Roosevelt tarply. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo has been out there sitting in his car, so we'll see if we can get him in here. Since he's guilty until proven innocent, we're going to have to strip search him like the DSA does. Old ladies, I'm just joking. We're going to get him in here. He's also known as Count Dracula in this area because of all his warrantless blood draws. When he gets in here, I got a constitution. I'm going to find out if I even pull it out. I'll be like, ah! And I'll be like, ha! Back, creature of the night! Back into your resting place! And he'll be like, oh. It'll be like a cartoon. He'll run through the wall like a cutout of his body. Watch, when I get him in here, I'm going to go, what about this chief? Hold the constitution. He'll be like, ah! All right, Tarpley, I got to get you back up here in the near future. I'm going to have a nice interview with the police chief. He's a very charming, nice person in many respects. They say Beelzebub is as well. But anyways, he has a lot of courage to come in here and talk to me because he is a smart guy. Maybe he's right. Maybe the New World Order is good. But anyways, he's coming in here. Tarpley, you've got the floor. Okay, so you're getting into what really happened with Pearl Harbor. My whole issue is, you know about the five midget subs that were trying to attack that morning and still the stand down went forward? I think it's worse than just bungling here, Webster.
Yeah, but look, you're dealing with Kimmel and Short, who don't want to fight. They're not interested in fighting fascism. And you can compare Short, right, his lack of air defense, you can compare that to a guy who did want to fight fascism. General Claire Chennault of the Flying Tigers was able to defend, like, Rangoon, Burma, the same month as Pearl Harbor, with very few aircraft, 10, 20, 30 Flying Tigers. He was able to inflict very serious losses on Japanese attackers. And he had been doing that even for the Chinese. He organized the air defense of Shanghai, China in 1937, 1938, and got the same kind of results. So you could have defended the island, except you needed to have the Chennault mentality, which was, we want to fight fascism, and we trust the people. We're willing to trust the average Chinese.
Yeah, but the Flying Tigers were sent there covertly to fight the Japanese.
Yeah, but even before the Flying Tigers, there's Chennault as an individual, is an advisor to Chiang Kai-shek, and he organizes the air defense of Chinese cities. Very interesting thing.
But no, now, I'm not saying that was a bad thing. I think the Japanese were out of control. It's just, let's be honest, they let them attack the ships to get us into the war.
Yeah,
and you're acting like Roosevelt was floating around playing harps up on some cloud.
Wait a minute. It's not Roosevelt. This is the fraud. The idea that Roosevelt is a conspiracy. Roosevelt is the target of the conspiracy. And here's the conspiracy. The people in Washington, if you see that your guys in Hawaii are bungling and they don't get it, you got to get on the horn and tell them, hey, bozos, snap to, get yourself going, right? We're talking about a war warning here, and you're thinking about sabotage or submarines. Who blocks that? Admiral Richmond K. Turner in the Navy Department. And he's really the dominant.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was bungling because they did stop all five of the Japanese subs. Some of those.
One of them
this was an hour before. You go on total alert when Japanese subs are invading the island.
Except there's no alert. In other words, they would have had 1 or 2 hours of warning, except there's no alert. And they have radar warning, and there's no alert.
Now, that's a stand-down, Webster. It's not bungling.
It's a stand-down, yeah, by who? By the commanders who are there. And they're bunglers because they're essentially soft on fascism. They don't want
to. How do you bungle when submarines an hour and a half before are in battles with anti-submarine ships?
They refuse to call an alert, right? Short.
You got submarines attacking, you don't call an alert? That's not bungling, Webster.
That's what they did. That's
not bungling, Webster. You got five submarines attacking an hour and a half before, and they don't.
And they don't do an alert. You've got radar coming in, and the guy says, "Don't worry about it."
We're going to have to debate this. We're going to debate this next week. I hear you, Webster. I appreciate you joining us. There he is, Arde Saveda, Austin Police Chief, and I have here the holy water and the cross. We're going to see if it touches his skin, the Constitution. I'm told that it will literally burn through his body. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.